We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Frank.
What's up, Jordana? How are you?
I'm great, but Paul's even better.
Why? Where is he?
At the lake.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
I'm at your cabin, Frank.
Hey, I didn't know you were on the air.
I found the keys out of the doormat. I'm having a beer.
Keep your clothes on because you're creepy.
Paying some bills.
Oh, good. We'll do that.
You are that naked guy running around St. Cloud. Laura just did that story in the news that there was a naked guy running around St. Cloud.
No,
I asked if it was
not
you.
Me.
No?
No,
sure?
No, no.
You sure?
No.
How awesome. What a lake-worthy day.
Yeah.
I was out on Lake Minnetonka this morning doing a little fishing with Joey Brandmeier. Fabulous competition we had, by the way.
Did you catch anything?
I came back and won the contest with literally, I had three casts left after the timer went off. You still have three casts in our competition. Cast one, nothing. Cast two, little bump. Let me reposition. Got it. In the boat. Win with one cast left.
What was it?
It was a 17-inch bass, small or largemouth.
Wow.
Very
it was good.
Impressive.
But my point...
Yeah.
I mean, we had to get off the lake by 11 o'clock because we're just cooking. I should have worn a swimsuit. I thought about jumping in my shorts.
You could have. That's
we were cooking. Or do a Paul Douglas and just get naked in front of someone's mansion in Wayzata, jump in Lake Minnetonka. Have the Hennepin County Sheriff come get me.
You can do that, too. You can do anything once, as Paul likes to say.
You can. But, yeah, it's hot out,
well,
brother.
Good for you. Long day for you,
I want to apologize to everybody in Wayzata.
Yeah.
Gray's Bay was packed by the time when we left in the morning. There weren't a lot of people. There were some people there. It was, you know, busy. But when we left, I mean, you were like waiting in line to take your boat in or get it out. And that was at 11:30. Because it is hot.
Wish I was on the lake. You boys both got to have so much fun. I spent the morning doing laundry.
Yeah, that you should get up earlier and go fishing.
Oh, what you got for us today, sir?
Cost of a puppy. I'm going really light.
Okay, this is expensive.
We're
this,
doing
this
the,
is no joke.
No. So there's a new, some new estimates out by the ASPCA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what they're gonna, now this is an adopted dog. Okay, so figure an adoption fee is anywhere from about $170 up to $600.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean if you're buying a $2,500 dog, you know, or $800 dog, you're not even in. We're not even dealing with that cost yet. So what do you think you're gonna spend in the first weeks when you talk about crate, some training, initial shots? All of that stuff.
In the first week?
Yeah.
Like another $500?
Yeah, $500 to $600. Grand's a little high. Okay, so now you're $500. Now they have an annual cost breakdown based on small, medium, and large dogs. What do you think that... small dog, how much do you think that is annually for a small dog?
You mean like shots and things like that?
Just, you know, this is just maintenance, care, food.
I don't think I want to know because we just got a puppy.
What'd you get?
She's a Morkie. She's a mutt. She's
so
a
you're
mix.
In the small category.
Oh, yeah, she's teeny.
I've got labs. Teeny. I'm in the large category. All right.
They're a lot of work.
Did you guys talk about ahead of time, like how much work it's going to take or how much money for the Morkie?
Well, we didn't really talk about the money.
Okay.
Although, like, when we went to the Humane Society, and it was $750 even to adopt.
To get out the door. Well, that's, you know, it goes up to about $640. But, yeah, did you get some shots while you were there?
No, we went. She went to the vet.
Okay.
And got all that. I guess I just haven't been keeping track because, you know, they need that stuff. And
they do.
I don't want to know.
They do. All right, Paul, estimate, annual cost, small dog.
$4.5 million.
No, you're a little high.
All right, I'm going to say like $600
not
bucks a
good
year.
With numbers.
All right, it's 1,000 a year
no.
for a small dog, 1,200 for a medium, 1,400 for a large.
Okay.
So now on top of that now, then you should probably plan about $300 a year in assorted or unexpected medical expenses.
Oh, good.
You know, maybe one trip over the course of a lifetime to the emergency vet or something like that. So you do the math, and I did the math based on a medium-sized dog. And if the dog was to live 10 years, you're in about $15,600.
What were we thinking?
So your dog, you're going to probably be a little less. You're probably going to be around 13.5.
Yeah, but you're not counting in all the grooming, the hair bows, the fabulous bags that I schlep around him, the designer sweaters that she'll be wearing, the booties that she'll get for the winter.
No, all those things that you're going to buy to embarrass your dog, I did not factor in into
the
your
rhinestone
into
collar
your
with her name on it. No, you need to think about these.
Hey,
things.
Frank?
Yes, Paul?
What about stuffed animals?
How much have you been drinking up there this right. afternoon at the lake?
And by the
yet,
way, he is naked.
This
we're
segment, I'm going to start.
You should vodka limeade with a little splash of soda. Really good
okay,
on a hot
doctor.
Day.
Okay, doctor.
Really good on a hot day.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
That so was for my where prostate. Did this come up? Is there a new study?
The ASPA came out with a study about the you know, I think it's more of an eye opener for people, right? Like, hey, it's and also the Humane Society has a lot of dogs right now, and they're looking to get them homes. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think you got to kind of go in eyes wide open, right?
Yeah. Do the math.
I don't know. It's expensive, but I love my dogs.
And they're family, so forget about it. Our oldest
cheaper
one,
than kids.
Yeah, our older one is he's a 14, I think. He's going to go on 15. But you know, I mean, he's on a lot of meds because of the arthritis and the pain.
And there's
and the
more
bad leg,
yeah.
And it's a lot.
My old one that passed away many years ago, when Amelia and I, when he was a puppy. I think he was about maybe 18 months old, realized he needed a hip replacement.
Oh, my God.
And we took him to the U of M, you know, veterinary school. $2,500. And that was cheap back then.
And that was before kids, though, so that's when he
actually
had some money.
It was before kids. And then it turned out that he needed the other hip done. And then they were like, well, it's $3,000 now. And I was like, you know what? Why don't you grandfather me in at $2,500, considering I'm doing two. And I was just here a year ago. But now I think the cost to do a hip on a dog is really closer to like four or five,
if not more.
Do you
have insurance on them?
You can.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that yet.
Yeah, I don't on mine.
All right. Well, thanks for depressing us about getting a new
dog. No, this is very exciting. I'm just going
to go out.
Puppies are great. Dogs
are
great.
And you'll go into bankruptcy.
Being at the lake with your dog is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Frank.
You're out. You're done.
It's
Frank.
Always a slice of heaven.
You're done.
A thin slice.
Gosh, $15,000. It's depressing me.
I thought I was depressing.
All right. Well, that was fun. Thanks, Frank. And someone on the text here says, does not matter. Man's best friend is worth it. And Susan Blanche would agree because Susan has Great Danes. Great Danes are like humans. That's like having a grown adult in your house because they eat their weight. You know, they eat their, it's crazy what she goes through with Stuart. So she's got a lot. It's also 419, Paul. You got weather therapy coming up for us?
I do.
All right, we'll be back. Oh, go ahead.
Yep, plenty of smoke and a novel way of keeping cool in Germany, the first I've ever heard of. That's coming up next on CCO. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I like the way
that's
you sang
good.
It before the
Thank
show
you.
When he was requesting that Susan put the music in the system. Paul did his whole rendition of Smoke on the Water. We should have just recorded that. Yeah. I could see you on your air guitar there.
I saw Deep Purple in concert, and I fell asleep during the concert.
What? Were you high?
Well, no, I just... There may have been alcohol involved.
Like, okay.
I'm not proud of that.
Okay.
I was young and stupid. Still am. At least the stupid part. And I'm peering out over Pelican Lake right now, looking up towards Breezy to the northwest, and it's hazy, it's murky. The sun is out, but it kind of looks like L.A. I mean, it looks like smog. It's smoke from hundreds of wildfires in Canada and a couple of big ones even in the western U.S. Some of that smoke from California, believe it or not, traveling all the way across the country, at least halfway across the country, and dropping visibilities and dropping air quality. We still have that air quality alert, Jor, for far western Minnesota for fine particle pollution. Normally, the smoke stays aloft. In this case, we have an inversion, and that's acting like a lid. It's trapping the smoke closer to the ground. So, yeah, you might smell it. And certainly it's giving the sky that hazy glow right now. And it is of concern to sensitive groups. And I know you consider yourself very sensitive, Jor, but I don't think this applies to you.
Thin skin.
People with lung disease, including asthma, heart disease, children and older adults. You're not an older adult yet.
Not yet. I'm getting there.
Nah, mid-40s. People who are active outdoors should limit prolonged exertion. So keep that in mind. Hopefully this inversion will break in the coming days. But, yeah, it's kind of weird to have an air quality alert. Usually our air is pretty doggone good here in Minnesota. It's been hot across much of the USA. Today, I believe, was our 16th day at or above 90. But it's been even hotter across Europe. And in Germany, one supermarket called Edeka has decided to advertise a rather unusual offer. Customers can spend time in the freezer.
Oh, my gosh.
For a few euros.
What?
Basically a few dollars. Yeah, 3 euros, it's about $3.50 for 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
5 euros for 5 minutes. You can spend as much time as you want in the freezer, although at some point that starts to be a bad idea. Is it a gimmick? Yeah, it's a gimmick, and it got this guy's Edeka store in the news. But that's some people apparently did take him up on his offer.
Well, if it's that hot, and again, they don't have air conditioning there. They need to work on that.
They do in their cars. Many of them have AC in their cars, but in their homes and apartments, no. But yeah, that may change. And the other thing I have here, NASA just is about to launch a new spacecraft roughly the size of your car. It's called the Parker Solar Probe, and it launches bright and early tomorrow morning from Cape Canaveral, Florida. 6 weeks after launch, Jor, this Parker spacecraft, NASA is launching, is going to do a flyby of Venus, and that's going to kind of slingshot it around Venus. And then 6 weeks later, this spacecraft is going to be in the corona of the sun to get up-close observations of our nearest star. Over the course of the next 7 years, if the thing doesn't burn out, Parker is going to do 22 orbits around the sun, as well as 6 more Venus flybys, so it can get even closer to the surface of the sun. And when people, you know, bring up the very legitimate question, well, won't it just burn up?
Yep.
NASA assures all of us that it's flying at night, so it should be fine.
What does that mean? Oh, was that a joke? Was that like a NASA joke that I didn't get?
It's one of those, yeah. It's
flying at night.
I'm sorry. But you got it. It took a few seconds.
Yeah.
But...
So you didn't answer the question. How does it not burn up?
No, it doesn't burn up.
Yeah, how?
Apparently not.
Everything burns up. It's close to the sun. The sun's really hot, Paul.
It's made of kryptonite, Jor.
I see.
I don't know. That's above my pay grade. But no, they wouldn't be launching it into the corona if they thought there was a high probability of it burning up. They have to be using metal alloys that are heat proof.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a great question.
Tinfoil?
I wish I had a great
Susan
answer.
Said tinfoil.
Tin
you could put that in the oven. It won't burn. Good point, Susan. Now I get
Should
it.
Should I take it off my head now?
Now I get it.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you.
We're here to help. We're just here to explain it for the common folks, us regular plebeians, just regular folks that don't understand things like corona.
Well, I think corona, I think beer.
Me too. And if
right?
the space thing has a corona light, maybe that's how it's staying cool, sipping on a little beer as it orbits the sun.
Maybe that's the secret.
I think so.
We have to get somebody on from NASA next week. That'll be my mission.
No, let's not
to explain this better than I just
we'll
did.
We'll ask the question and they'll be like, okay, we're not talking to you. And then we cannot believe that somebody put you on the radio. You
we'll hear
idiots.
A dial tone. Yeah. Click.
All right. Coming up, a fun chicken story. Chicken caught in a trunk. Don't worry, chicken's okay. Also, the university, what is it? It's Colorado Mesa University has to reprint its diplomas since 2012. Find out why when Paul and I go way beyond the headlines on CCO. I know you're dying to hear the chicken story. Can you hear me?
Am I?
Turn on your mic. There we go. Yes, you are. It's really very interesting. Listen to this. The sheriff in Candy, Ojai County wrote this on their Facebook page, and they can't make this stuff up. A chicken was located in the trunk of a Candiohi County Sheriff's Office patrol vehicle. The chicken is believed to have unknowingly gotten in the trunk of the squad when the deputy assisted an individual with unlocking a car at a residence with chickens on August 2nd. The chicken was in the squad trunk for approximately 5 days, and get this, found alive when the deputy was retrieving equipment.
But pretty pissed off.
Yeah. The chicken was removed from the trunk, given water and care, and brought back to its owner. This was one tough chicken and very surprised deputy with a big mess in the trunk of the squad. Yeah, because the chicken did survive without food and water. And that's rare. They say it's a miracle the chicken didn't die because they need a lot of food and water all throughout the day. It's just a very lucky, or as Bring Me the News put it, clucky animal.
This sounds like a really bad made-for-TV movie on, like, the Hallmark Channel. No, I don't know.
Losing your chicken?
Well, no, having a chicken stuck in a trunk.
Yes, it's not good. I don't know how to hear it, but, you know.
I'm happy it had a happy ending. Yeah. Hey, I have a little 21-foot Malibu ski boat we've had for 15 years, and I have issues just going out on the lake. Recently, a high school science teacher who lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, took a 20-foot rowboat across the Atlantic.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He set a record for the fastest time soloing across the Atlantic. 38 days, 6 hours, 49 minutes. He left from St. John's, Newfoundland. And then he wound up in England, off the coast of the Isles of Scilly, off England's southwest tip. But again, it took him 38 days by himself, 2,000 miles. He capsized several times.
Oh, my gosh.
But somehow hung on and completed this. And he's 37 years old, an athlete, and I guess he was met by crowds who were applauding. I guess they knew where he was. He must have had GPS, but wow. Megalodon, yeah.
I wonder if
God, thank you. I'm going to have dreams now. Ooh. Nightmares.
Every diploma issued by Colorado Mesa University since 2012 has been conferred by the chair of the university's Cord of Trustees. Yes, the Cord of Trustees, C-O-A-R-D, not the Board of Trustees. The misspelled Board of Trustees on the bottom left corner of over 9,000 diplomas is barely noticeable until Alec Williams, a graduate of 2018, noticed it. And he told them, and he was looking that they double-checked his name properly. And then he noticed under his name, by the way, they spelled his name right, under his name it says Chair Cord of Trustees. So he notified the school. He sent an email. They posted it on social media. And the current president of CMU said the university will send out corrected diplomas to the 2018 graduates and notify the rest of the affected alumni by email. And if they want a new one, they can contact the university. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
I know. It's calligraphy, so it doesn't, like, totally stand out, but because the letters are frilly and, you know, goofy anyway, but since 2012, nobody noticed it. Smart kids.
Somebody's not getting a promotion. Hey, Jor, I've never really seen you get hot. I've never seen your New Jersey come out.
Oh,
I mean, do you
there.
Have a temper?
Yeah, it's in
you
there.
You have a temper?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
We're on the air. I have to behave.
Well, not really. Okay. Since when? Listen to this. A neuroscientist who studies rage says that we are all capable of doing something terrible. We can blame our genes, blame evolution. David Buss, he's professor of psychology at the University of Texas, Austin, and he surveyed over 5,000 people for a book, The Murderer Next Door, Why the Mind is Designed to Kill. Listen to these stats. 91% of men and 84% of women have thought about killing somebody, often with a very specific hypothetical victim and method in mind.
I've thought about killing a lot of people.
today? Am I on that list?
No. Not today.
Hey, look, biologically, we are all wired to become violent in certain situations. The neuroscientist and author of the book Why We Snap says our brains have evolved to monitor for danger and spark aggression in response to any perceived danger as a defense mechanism. We all have the capacity, Jor, especially you, for violence. Because in certain situations, it's necessary to survive.
For sure. I mean, think about your protection. You're a dad. You're a mom. I think about if somebody were to hurt your children or any of your loved ones, I think that's a natural reaction.
Yeah. Sometimes it's required. Thankfully, that doesn't happen very often. But we are all wired to go that direction if we have to. So keep it under control, woman.
Well, I'll try, but I can't make any problems. This is why I don't own a gun. Right? Keeping everybody else safe.
Good plan.
Do you remember the actress Sean Young? Do you remember that name?
I do.
Yeah, she starred
in... Yeah, she was in Blade, few movies. Yeah.
She was in Blade Runner. She was in No Way Out. She was in Wall Street. Recently, The Alienist on TNT. Well, kind of a sad story about Sean Young. She's wanted for questioning after she was caught on surveillance video stealing laptops and video production software from a store in New York City. The store in Queens said they were burglarized on Thursday, and there was surveillance video of she and a male companion stealing the laptops and the software worth about $12,000. She or her representatives have not commented, but I mean, she's sort of a child star. You know, she was in movies in the 80s, and she was outside. She was arrested before. Outside an Oscars party, accused of slapping a security guard. So she's got a mean streak also. She's got some rage.
Apparently.
There. But Sean Young on the wrong path. Turn it around, Sean.
Nice. Hey, a quickie here. A lot of cities are worried about running out of drinking water, fresh water, from Miami to Bangalore, India, to Cape Town, South Africa. We've talked about that. Some of the world's biggest cities facing a shortage of drinking water. Get this, there's a firm, an engineering firm, Jordana, in the Middle East that is moving forward with a plan that has been discussed since the 1970s. They plan on towing icebergs from Antarctica thousands of miles to water-starved regions where the ice would be brought ashore and used to produce huge amounts of fresh drinking water. I guess the economics now make sense. They didn't make sense 30 years ago. But
that's cool. I want to see that tow job. I do. I want to see whatever it's going to be towed by. I need to see a big giant iceberg being towed across the ocean.
Okay.
I want to see.
Okay.
I do.
All
right. That's real. Okay. Are we done?
Okay. I think we're done.
Question for you, Paul, from a listener. Paul, what are the polar bears going to do with the global warming and the desert stealing all the ice? I know that's a joke, but it's a pretty good question.
It's tough times for polar bears.
Is God making any more ice?
No question about that. Huh?
Is God making any more ice?
It's just not as thick and not as extensive as it was, certainly at the North Pole.
It is.
I mean, you can now take a cruise. You can go on one of those big cruise ships north of Canada and go from San Francisco to New York City, and that during the summer, not during the winter, but during the summer months. So, yeah, I mean, during our lifetime, there may not be much ice in the summer up north. So that's just a reality.
So we're off early today because there's a Twins game, and the pregame starts at 5:30. So we'll talk with Chris Atterbury at 5:20. But we wanted to delve a little deeper on this story about 130 arrested in an immigration raid in Minnesota and Nebraska, of course. Now, this happened in Sleepy Eye earlier this week on Christensen Farms. It's a family-owned pork producer. And in the strip today, there's a follow-up to the story that they originally broke, and it said, you know, people were shocked. People in the community were really shocked that this may have been going on at Christensen Farms. The authorities issued 133 warrants for workers suspected of being in the country illegally, and also 17 warrants for individuals connected to alleged conspiracy. And the conspiracy they're talking about is not only knowingly hiring illegal workers, but then lining their own pockets by cheating the workers, cheating the taxpayers, cheating business competitors, like taxing the employees and then keeping the taxes, not paying it to the federal government or the state of Minnesota, charging the employees to get their paychecks cashed because they're illegal and they don't have may not have bank accounts. So only they could cash the, you know, the company could cash their check. And it was just, I mean, it was pretty egregious and just pretty horrible. And gratefully, we're going to talk with Stephen Montemayor, a reporter with the Star Tribune. And we're also working on talking with somebody from ICE who was involved in the raids. ICE may join us a little bit later next week. But at least we're going to talk with a reporter because the story is just, it's really bad, Paul. It's bad stuff.
It's a troubling story. Mm-hmm. And again, I keep asking, I mean, these immigrants, and I'm all for legal immigration and enforcing our borders, but how many people want to do these jobs? I mean, these are tough jobs,
right?
That's
a good question. That's a good question. All right, we'll talk about it all when we get back from the break here on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.